Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. How you doing, Dr. Fred?
Good morning, Tommy.
Tell me about what's going on with the measles here in Louisiana.
Well, as many people have heard, the third measles case was reported in Louisiana just recently. This is in addition to three last year. This person apparently went on an international journey, and nobody knows where, but likely was unvaccinated and came back with the measles and may have exposed some people at the airport in New Orleans.
So how do you go back and track this? You find out who has the measles, then the doctor diagnoses them with measles, they report it to the health department, then the health department starts checking back to see where'd you go, what did you do, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, that's essentially it. The issue with measles is it's just so contagious. It's, you know, the estimate is that if you're not immune to the measles because you've not been vaccinated, because you've not had measles in the past, if you're around somebody with measles, 90% of people who don't have that immunity are going to develop the measles. So it's really contagious. And the virus can stay in the air for up to 2 hours after the person who's infected with measles has left a room or any area. And that makes it particularly contagious to people who don't have immunity against measles. So this is it's a public health issue, and I'm glad the health department has made an announcement about this individual so that if people have the potential for exposure, they can reach out to their healthcare provider and confirm that they've been vaccinated and are not going to develop measles if they've been exposed.
I was watching an old TV show the other day, and they were talking about the measles, and they were placing them under, they said, have you ever had the measles? No, well, you got them now, and they placed them under quarantine. Who is it that's immune to the measles at this point, doctor?
Well, it's anybody who's gotten the vaccine. It's a universally recommended vaccine. You're supposed to get it at 12 to 15 months of age, and then at 4 to 6 years of age. 93% protection with just one dose, 97% protective with two doses. So it's extremely effective vaccine. So if you've been vaccinated, you're immune to measles. Very few people are going to develop measles have been vaccinated. And even if you do develop measles after being vaccinated, the disease is much more likely to be milder in terms of its presentation and complications. Measles, you know, people just kind of disregard it because we don't see many cases any longer. But it does have complications. Diarrhea, ear infections are common ones, but the more severe ones might result in hospitalization, pneumonia, brain swelling, and about 1 to 3 out of every 1,000 people who develop measles will die from measles. And so this is a big concern. This year, more than 1,600 cases reported in the United States, the most since the year 2000 when measles was declared eliminated from the U.S. And many people may have seen just recently that Canada is no longer under the measles elimination category. They've had more than 5,000 cases in Canada this year, and it is no longer considered eliminated from Canada. So hopefully that will not happen here in the United States, but it's all about vaccination, and that's really what we need to promote because our vaccination rates have decreased, particularly during the era of COVID.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking about measles with Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases, LSU Health New Orleans, 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine, section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. A person with a case of contagious measles passed through Louis Armstrong Airport on Sunday. The health department checked that back to find that out. And now they're warning people, if you were, I guess, Dr. Fred, who should be on the lookout for symptoms? How close would they have had to be, and how contagious is measles?
Well, it's extremely contagious. As I mentioned, that if you're not immune to measles and you're around somebody who has measles, so let's say we take 10 people who are not immune, they're around somebody who's infected with measles, 9 out of those 10 people will develop the measles. So extremely contagious. And what makes it even more concerning is that the virus can stay in the air for up to 2 hours after that person has left a particular contained area, making it extremely likely that somebody who doesn't have immunity against measles is going to get infected. So anybody who may have been exposed to this individual should definitely reach out to their healthcare provider for further directions regarding whether they've been vaccinated appropriately or whether they need to be vaccinated or receive another intervention which can also protect them from developing the measles, which is the administration of immune globulin. So vaccine and immune globulin are protective measures for people who are not immune but who have been exposed to measles.
The measles are viral, not bacterial, so there's really nothing you can do. They can do once you get them, is there?
It's really you're absolutely right, Tommy. It's primarily supportive care, getting people through the illness. And as I mentioned, because we don't see measles much anymore, people forget that this is a potentially deadly infection. 1 to 3 people out of every 1,000 who get infected with measles will die. And this used to be a much more common disease before 1963, when the advent of measles vaccine occurred in the United States. But prior to that time, 400 to 500 people died in the United States from measles each year.
Somebody wants to know, if you have measles, can you get the vaccine, or is it too late?
If you have measles, probably too late to get the vaccine, although because then you're going to be immune after you get the measles. So having had the measles makes you immune thereafter, but too late. You want to reach out to your healthcare provider to see, before you develop symptoms, if you can get the vaccine or that immune globulin that I mentioned.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate the information as always. Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. We'll take a deep dive into crime when we come back with Ronald Surpass, as we always do on Wednesday morning. I also got our top of mind survey going, which is, what's a lucky charm? What do you consider your lucky charm? I'm getting some things in like horseshoes, lucky dice, casino chips, and rainbows. Text me, 504-260-1870. I'll tell you what the consensus is in the 9 o'clock hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.